Witch's Brew by Terry Brooks. The crow with the red eyes sat on a branch in the towering old white oak where the leafy boughs were thickest and stared down at the people gathered for their picnic in the sunny clearing below. That was what Holliday called it, a picnic. A brightly colored cloth was spread out on the lush spring grass, and the contents of several baskets of food were being emptied onto it. The food, if you were human and possessed of an appetite, would have pleased and delighted, the crow supposed. There were platters of meats and cheeses, bowls of salad and fruit, loaves of bread, and flasks of ale and chilled water. A vase of wildflowers had been placed at the center of the feast. Willow was doing most of the work, the sylph with the emerald tresses and the small, lithe form. She was animated, laughing and talking with the others as she worked. The dog and the kobold helped her. Abernathy, who was Landover's court scribe, and Parsnip, who did most of the castle's cooking. Questa Thews, the ragtag, white-bearded wizard, wandered about looking in amazement at sprigs of new growth and strange wildflowers. Bunyan, the other kobold, the dangerous one, the one who could spy out almost anything, patrolled the clearing's perimeter, ever watchful. The king sat alone at one end of the bright cloth. Ben Holliday, High Lord of Landover. He was staring out into the trees, lost in thought. The picnic was his invention, something they did in the world from which he came. He was introducing it to the others, giving them a new experience. They seemed to be enjoying it more than he was. The crow with the red eyes sat perfectly still within the concealment of the branches of the old oak, cognizant of the adults, but really interested only in